Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an
upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Thank you.
set me on up. We tired of this talking, we can't take it no more. We try to want to get to you. Life of hunger and poor. This a situation is a storm. Who's gonna find it all? No matter how we step in it, clean and pure. So for racial, no partial. This is still a knock from the door. Why did you tell you them life no secure? No secure. When situation arise, call unto the Father. It sounds like this when time gets harder. Because I believe that only the Master can set me out of. When situation arise, call unto the Father. It sounds like this when time gets harder. You better believe that only the Master can set me out of. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these, when time gets harder, you better believe that only the Master can set me harder. When situation arise, call unto the Father. In times like these, when time gets harder, you better believe that only the Master can set me harder. Boom.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Come on home, to the land beyond the blue, yeah. call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of beyond, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons old, has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener of the book of the seven seals.
time for the gathering. It's the matter and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lamnatzeya al haggittit le asaft.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, harninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. And with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in our Genesis, make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he delivered them. There was only one problem, Israel loved them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and harlotry. Why do the people perish? If I'm in this, I ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go on your knees and ask the Most High, if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the
and the creator. I know why we are the ones to say Babylon a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the most I appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in if I ask the most I cause we really want to understand why.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Not only what you think of yourself, but also how people perceive you.
Shema Israel, that is our Rahim. Already know it's a fucking
shame. You read a reverence to the Most High God.
Amen.
And you, I want to tell you, study. So stay in school. And when someone come with the drugs or the cigarette or whatever, who has no to think upon God and pray to the God Almighty for your strength.
Ethiopian Hebrews have a hard time with our children. Why? Because when they go out there, what they have got to go through. My daughter was going to PS 101, and because she was a Hebrew, Rabbi Matthews had to go to that school to let the teachers see that he was a rabbi and his complexion. And whenever there was a holiday, you had to line up to get a note to carry into school. So I say I brought them up to be who they are. And what they do when they get over 21, I'm not to be blamed for it.
I went to yeshiva most of my life. That was good in that I kept on your toes in terms of the law. Socially, it was kind of rough. I was one of the few, if not the only, African-American. And there's a lot of name-calling, you know, and fights after school.
I didn't tell too many people that I was Hebrew because I felt that it would cause friction. You know, kids talk, Jews are dirty, and I'm glad I'm not Jewish. This made me aware that there was some sort of prejudice against Jews. And being that I'm black and Jewish, that would have made two strikes on me.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Overcoming, huh?
Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No, no.
They are hurt outside. From a friend that said them love me when me know them lie. Me pray for the gun to use for time me know them cry. Babylon a shooting hunger, them a tell me a lie. Me pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend upon cassava that hard for fry. Now nah, living on the old days that hard for try. Me rasp my mama eat steak and that hard for buy. So we shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome. We must overcome. Take it to you, some money overgone. Me tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. So no lock off the sound and lock me in no station. With music a full nation. I it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome. Shall overcome, must overcome. We must overcome. That will be done, I know. Me tired of this every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in them bed. Me tired of it. Poverty, we need solidarity. Me attack for the majority. You hear me? You hear me clearly? Clearly? We must overcome. Jehovah come, must overcome. We must overcome. Yeah.
Spend the common sense to all time. Southside Jungle Firehouse.
Every gummy, every tear.
South is gardeners, fanglers.
Overcome, vanish done.
Clans and one other, you know?
Clans and one other. Mountain View, Magaga Gully. Portland, St. Anne, St. Mary, the whole Jamaica, Jamaican. We
Rastafari.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, 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 the Thursday podcast.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat strong.
We're at day five. Day five. So the Aliyah right here, 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 Sluko, but it's Talawa. Yes, here, here, here.
And here, 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 Shema'ah, Yisrael, here, here, here for the Chamishi, for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, offering up, ascension offering, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Shemini, Sabbath. Ace here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 10, here at verse 16, for the Chamishi Aliyah, Aliyah. Ve'eita se'ira ha chata'ata darosha darasha Moshe v'hine sorafa v'aya yikasofa ala el azara v'ala itamara b'nei Aharon ha notarim leimor. And Moses, Moshe, diligently sought the goat of the sin offering. And behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Itamar, the sons of Aharon, which were left alive, saying, Ve'eta sa'ira ha-chata'at darosha darasha Moshe. And Moses diligently sought diligently inquired for the goat, for the sa'ir ha-chatat, for the goat of the sin, the akri offering, with eta sa'ir ha-chatata, darosha darash moshe, with hine, and behold, with hine, soraf, burnt, soraf, it was burnt, wayikasof, Allah el Azara with Allah Itamara. And he was angry. Why Yikasof? Why Yikasof? Al El Azar with Eliezer with Allah Itamar. And with and upon Itamar, Bnei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, Ha Notarim, that were left.
And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, Wherefore had ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God hath given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord? Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, Behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. 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 Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? O children of Israel? O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopian? Children of the Ethiopian? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopian?
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Shalom, chaverim, shalom. So here, let us touch on fire, the metaphysics, the Hebrew metaphysics of fire, fire, the aish. In the Hebrew, we say aish for fires. Hebrew as a noun, it's a feminine word, aish, right? And we have aisha, also for the sacramental fire, which in some cases is brought out in a masculine sense, but fire in its primary sense has a feminine energetic level. Just to note that there in the Hebrew. So the HD here, metaphysically on fire, aish. Been speaking on the metaphysics of sacrifice, right? Here in the third book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is known as Leviticus. So here, basic principle here, metaphysics of aish. In Hebrew, aish, fire. In the Royal Amharic, we have issat, fire. Aish, fire. Also, we have fire within the two truths, Ethiopically, the two truths, fire. In the natural sense, we have fire. Right, in the physical sense, the metaphysical sense of fire also is signified as divine, ivine intelligence. So divine intelligence in its sacramental use is also aish, fire, or issat, fire. So here, first thing first, let's touch on fiery furnace. Fiery furnace, the metaphysics of the fiery furnace. The fiery furnace, a state, a standing, a state of mind, of aemro, a state of mind, in that one goes through a purifying process. Fiery furnace, a state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and evil and an error are destroyed, are burnt up, are transmuted into the dissolved, right, in the fiery furnace, that state of mind in that one goes through a purifying process, and evil and error are destroyed. So this brings us to fire, aish, issat. What is aish, issat, fire? Fire, Hebraically, aish, it symbolizes fire. Hebraically, according to the Hebrew, the HD, right, the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, aish, fire symbolizes cleansing. and purification. Fire as a word pick, right, metaphorically, allegorically, symbolizes cleansing and purification. But it is more than just a symbol. It's more than just a word pick. Material fire is the symbol. So the material, the so-called natural, physical, physical fire, that is really the symbol. And the fire, the esh of the ruach, of the irid, of the spirit, is the reality. Again, material, physical, physical fire is the symbol. And the fire of the spirit, the fire of the irid, is the reality. So the metaphysical is really the reality of that which the material or the physical, the physical fire, is the symbol. And the esh ha-ruach, the fire of the irid, of the spirit, is the reality, is the really real. The whole universe, right? The olam, the olamim, the whole universe, the Einiverse, is alive. The entirety of the Einiverse, universally speaking, the universe is alive with a divine, ivine, living, spiritual, iritical energy that consumes, that eats up, that consumes all the dross of sense, right? Of sense, of the satana, of the senses, and materiality. It is a fire, the esh, the fire that burns eternally. It is the esh, that consuming fire that eats, that burns eternally. Because this is true. This is true. Some have assumed that disobedient, sinful, awful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting or eternal torment. Because it is true that there is the fire, the esh, that burns eternally, some have assumed that disobedience, the rasha, revrav and the rasha, right, and the sinful, the akful persons and personalities are to live forever in everlasting eternal torment. But if the fire, ha'esh, is eternal, the dross that the fire burns and eats up and consumes is not. So the fire is eternal, but the dross is not. And when the era is consumed, is eaten up, the burning stops. The fire, ha'esh, it consumes, it eats up only when it meets anything, anything, anything that's unlike, that's not like itself. Ha'esh, the isat, the fire, isatu, the fire it consumes only when it meets, or we can say when she meets, right? Anything that is unlike itself, that's unlike herself. In purified, in the purified, right, the refining process, purified, in purified man, in the purified man, the purified human being, it is manifested as his or her eternal life, his eternal liberty. Esh, fire. Esh, isat. Fire is generally used in the Bible, in the scripture, as a symbol of destruction of evil and destruction of error. So usually we find that esh, the fire, is used in the scriptures, in the Bible, as a symbol of destruction of error and a destruction of evil. Fire, esh, it stands for cleansing and purification. Esh, isat, the fire, stands for cleansing and purification. In its true essence, in its true essence, it is the fire of spirit. It is the esh, ha ruach, the fire of irid, or the divine, the ivine energy, the divine energy that never ceases, that never ever ceases its life-giving, purifying glow. When its cleansing work, the cleansing walk, is completed in man's mind and in man's body. There is no more error to be consumed, no more error to be eaten up. And it then manifests in purify the refined and purified man, processed man, as his or her eternal life. Thus we have the scripts such as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, our God, Eloheinu, Esh Okla, is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Very important scripts right here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, take note, Chaburim. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, Isaiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. Besides being a consuming, a eating, a consuming fire, a fire that eats, Esh, Okla, a fire, a eating fire, Eloheinu, our Elohim, Hailehim, is Ruach, is spirit, is irit, life, love, substance, power, intelligence, truth. Our Elohim, our power, is Ruach, is irit, is spirit, is life, is love, is substance, is power, is intelligence, is truth. Fire, Esh, also represents the positive or the plus, the affirmative state of mind, Esh. Fire, what does it represent, Chaburim? Fire, it represents the positive, the plus, the affirmative state of mind as opposite to the negative or the watery, what's known as in the elementals as the watery nature, the watery state. So fire, it represents the positive, affirmative state of mind as opposed to the negative, the minus, or the watery state. When it is said concerning the fire, the Esh of Hailehim, of the power, the word, the Dibrei Elohim, the word of Elohim in action, the fire of Elohim, of the power, is the word, the Dabar of Hailehim of Elohim in action, acting. The fire of Elohim of Hailehim, it burns out the dross of the negative consciousness and reveals HaMashiach, reveals the Messiah, reveals the anointed. We have the fire, the Esh, in the sense of the tongues. Remember the cloven tongues? The tongues of fire. This represents illumination of thought. The cloven tongues, even in the upper room of Zion, right, in Pentecoste, in the harvest, the fire, in the sense of the tongues of fire, represent illumination, the illumination of thought. In the demonstration and the manifestation of the Spirit's presence, the face, the presence, the perception of HaRuach and of power. So the tongues of fire, illumination of thought. In the demonstration, the manifestation of HaRuach, of the Menfes, the Irit's presence, the Spirit's presence, perception, the face, and power. And this right here, just to share this right here, speaking about fire. Fire often is considered to be one of four elements, but there's actually five, the number five. Very, very important, number five. To the ancient seers, those who were able to see in the unseen, into the unseen world, right, into the second of the two truths, right, to the ancient seers, sight, Seeing sight was based not just on the two external eyes. To the ancient seers, in fact, before they were called prophets, we have this even in the scriptures, they were known as seers. So to the ancient seers from the Kadmonim of the Kadom, the Kedem of the first time, the ancient seers, to them, the ancient seers, sight, seeing and sight was based not just on the two external eyes, but upon the body as being full of eyes. Did you know that the body is full of eyes? See, touch was an extension of sight. Do you know that touch is an extension of sight? By feeling with your eyes closed, you could see, seen, and know an object or thing. Smelling with eyes closed would also create sight, a sight or picture. Also tasting and hearing, it brings the sight of understanding of the Bina. These five doors to understanding and sight and understanding were drawn in hieroglyphs, right, in the Metu Neter, right, the Metu well, Ryan, you know, the language of the ancients, the hieroglyphs and the hieroglyphics, right? These five doors to understanding and sight were drawn in hieroglyphics as an embrace. So we look at the five doors and we look at the glyph, the hieroglyph, the metuneta of embrace. Now, for the five senses, right, or the five points of sight, so we have five senses. Did you know the five senses are five points of sight? We have fellowship, chaburim, fellowship with Hailahim, with the power, with Egziabi, with the sustainer, who is our environment and one and another. The I am, the Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh. The I am in all things, through all things, and all, right, and all things. The five, right, let information in. This was symbolized by the hand. The five here symbolized by the hand, right? Five fingers, or also called the pent alpha, the pent alpha. The five fingers, and the symbolism here is the hand. In Hebrew, we say the yod, the yud, the hand. But here, symbolizing by the hand, the five fingers, or the pent alpha. Five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaburim with Elohim. Again, five-pointed star for the five points of fellowship of chaburim with Ha-Elohim. The five elements are the spirit of Elohim, the Ruach, Ha-Elohim, mingled, right? The five elements are the spirit, the Ruach, the Irit of Ha-Elohim, Elohim, mingled with earth, wind, fire and air. The five elements, right, are the spirit of Elohim mingled with earth, wind, fire and air. The spirit of Elohim dwelling in a temple, a tabernacle made up of the spiritual body represented by the fire and the spirit, the emotional body represented by the feelings and the wind, the mental body represented by thoughts, the intellect and ear, and the physical, the physical body represented by earth. Again, the spirit, the Ruach of Ha-Elohim, of Ha-Elohim, dwelling in a temple. Know ye not that your body is a temple? Dwelling in a temple or tabernacle made up of a spiritual body, the fire and the spirit, the emotional body, the feelings, the wind, the mental body, thoughts, intellect, ear, and the phi cycle, the physical body, represented by the earth. These are the four cornerstones of the earth, the four cornerstones of the earth or body. Of that, Ha Elohim, the power, the true good, the true God, the Hebrew triunity, the true Trinity, it pours itself right into, and they all become one in the pent alpha, right? The pent alpha of worship, the pent alpha of worship, and that is interaction, being, and finally unity or einity. So these four cornerstones of the earth or body, of that Ha Elohim pours himself into, and they all become one in the pent alpha of worship, which is interaction, being, and finally einity. Interaction, being, and finally einity. Now here, this brings us to the connection of fire and the flame. What's the connection of the fire to the flame, Chaverim? The fire to the flame. So we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword, in Bereshis. In Genesis, we have the flaming sword, or the flame of a sword, in Bereshis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. Metaphysically, metaphysically, the Ehyeh, the I am is the gate. Ehyeh, I am is the gate. Through that, the thinker comes forth from the invisible, the not visible, to the visible. And it is through this gate that he must go to get into the presence of HaRuach, the Irid. Quote, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life, the liberty. Hence, we take words. We take what? We take Debarim. We take word, sound, power, and go to Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, to the power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. We came out from His presence, from His face, His presence, His perception, through the Ehyeh, I am, gate. And we must return the same way. On the inner side of the gate is the Gan Be'eden. The Gan, the garden, Be'eden, in delight. The garden of Eden, the garden of delights, the garden of pleasure. But, quote, the Kirubim, the Kepraim, the cherubim, and the flame of a sword are there to do what? To, quote, keep the way of the tree of life, to keep the way of the Eitz HaChayim. The flame of a sword. The flame of a sword is the inner motive that rules our thoughts and actions. The flame of a sword is the inner, in the innermost of the inner senses, the inner motive that rules our thoughts, that rules our thoughts and actions. It turns every way to guard the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life. For the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life, is the precious substance of Ha'av, of Elohim Ha'av, of Elohim the Father. Flame of fire. What is the flame of fire? It's the light of Bina, of understanding, of understanding, of overstanding, that flames up in the heart, heartically speaking, yet does not consume substance. And this here links with the burning bush and the metaphysics of the burning bush.
Wait. perfect. Blessed.
The eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer.
Yeah, man. A small tune of the have love to make it right to stand good for the love of the people, you know. The Imperial man to the Emperor Isle of Selassie. They watch us how we live and keep on sharing whenever time we give it, show our strength in caring. Oh, how can the people leave that system if you show no love?
Word of truth, word of truth, not tell a lie, mama, hear me as a youth. Word of truth, word of truth, in this fasting day of time, they use them as a revolution. Word of truth, word of truth, Babylon, you make it hard for the poor man, you brute. Word of truth, word of truth, me love the girl, whether them ugly, whether them cute, ow.
Everyone, it's important, them just a know. And I will go change the slogan, I will go make the dawn. Woman should they support the pagan show. Rastafari, he said them a ring for peace out. Just up from the sun with the mystic way of flow. Be quick within your mind or ready to get up low. No come too fast, them no know if it's slow. On the better youth, you know if you find no harrow. Truth, word of truth. Now tell you now, you must love the ghetto youth. African roots, this are the African youth. Oi, love black woman, them love the ghetto youth. This are the truth, black woman, you're cute. Oi, Babylon, me not say mute. Word of truth, what you think you distribute? Oi, yo, goodness, attribute. I live among these people every day. Some will love the youth, them and the sweet, some say nay. The youth some will go food, I pray. If I can hunger enough more rare, what will the government do? Long time I just say, repatriation, but they're full of dismay. So they only want to get to youth for eat the clay. Oh, we collect them money and go blame. Word of truth, word of truth. High society, you must love to get to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. Babylon never you kick the black woman with your dirty boots. Word of truth, word of truth. Police commissioner, that's what he gets to youth. Word of truth, word of truth. I am the water to the root, the limb that bear the weight of the fruit. Everywhere come on wise. Not many of people love coming down here. Them represent the ghetto as the wear and tear. Quick be bout to the white man and sell out the black man share. Oh, what's them if I yet want grab a here? Come and grab me black woman and bring her everywhere. Embrace us of our right principles. Now I know it's food, dress up, bun down your damn. Word of truth, word of truth. Now tell no lie, we have to love the ghetto youth. Word of truth, word of truth. In this past city of time, the mass of revolution. Word of truth, word of truth. The youth can only be free when you speak the truth. Word of truth, word of truth. Oh, you make it hard for the poor, you dirty brute. Everyone is him.
Shalom, Chabarim, Chabarim. Let's touch on the burnt offerings, the olot, metaphysics of the olot, the ola, ola, singular, the ola, burnt offering, Allah, Allah, to go up, Allah, ola, aliyah. So let's get to the root right here, metaphysically speaking, of the burnt offering. What's the metaphysics of the burnt offerings, the ascension? In the Hebrew, the ascension, the ola, ola, the ascension, the going up, the olot, that which goes up, the smoke, giving cha, all that smoke. Yes, I. So the bullock connection, the bullocks, right, and the burnt offering. Now, metaphysically speaking, the bullock, it represents the animal life, the animal liberty, the chai, chayim, chayim is the plural form that's used in the Hebrew for the living creatures or the creation, the creatures, KJV, specifically outlines the animal as the creature and the creation. We look at it in translation, the creature and creation. So the Hebrew of it is the chai, 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 which means life, and chayim, chayim. sometimes in the Hebrew as chayat, chayat. More feminine form right there. Then we have the chayim, which literally means the lives or living, living ones. So the metaphysics of the bullock represents the chayim, the living ones, the life, right, the creation, known as the animal life, the animal liberty of the organism is the chayim. The wood now, it represents the corporeal substance, the wood, and the likeness of the wood to the true humanity, the wood and the connection of humanity, especially in the fulfillment. When we see the wood, even the wood of the cross, of the mezcal, the wood representing the humanity of HaMashiach, the humanity, even the connection of the wood and to man, and man also being likened to a tree. Scripturally, in the Hebrew HD, Hebrew definition, in the Hebrew dimension, even concerning the Hebrew, the divinity, the tree connection with man and the tree link. The tree is the life and links with the life of man. So the wood, it represents the corporeal substance. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33, for example, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33, we have the pouring the water. This is the scene right here with Elijah, the pouring of the water upon the chayim, the animal life, right, the animal life of the organism, the wood, representing the humanity, right, the corporeal substance. So pouring of the water upon these represents the denial. So here we're taking Elijah's example right here as an example here in the metaphysics of the burnt offerings, the olot, as well as the bullock connection. So the pouring of the water upon these represents denial of the sense appearance, in order that the real character may be uncovered. So the denial of the sense and the satana of the senses, the sense or sensual, the sense appearance, in order that the real character may be uncovered, may be discovered, may be revealed. Here's the connection here with the metaphysics of the burnt offering and the bullock in the Eliyahu, Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 33. Now, speaking of the regeneration, being born again, generation, birth. In the regeneration, all of the chayim, the animal forces, the creation, the living forces, and their manifestations on the nature plane of reality must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. So in the regeneration, in the rebirth, the regeneration, all of the animal forces, the chayim, the living forces, and their manifestations on the natural plane must be transmuted into spiritual consciousness. This is the innermost of the innocence, the inner meaning of the ceremonial offerings, right, the korbanot of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of the children of Israel, especially concerning third book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, and he called. Now the burnt offerings that we find in First Samuel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, what does this signify? This here signifies in First Samuel chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, it signifies a transmutation process. The sensual propensities, the sensual propensities, they go through the refiner's fire. Through that action, the outer consciousness is lifted. That's the sense of the Allah in the Ola, Ole, Ola, right? The Olot, the going up, is lifted. Allah is lifted as the smoke arises, right? The smoke with the fire arises, right? Is lifted. Through that action, the outer consciousness is lifted into the purity and the life, the liberty, the life of the Ruach. Ruach, the irid, the spirit, the menfes. So we have, through that action, the outer consciousness being lifted. So the object lesson of the Ola and the Olot, right, the burnt offerings, Aliyah, going up, Allah, going up, the consciousness, the outer consciousness being lifted into the purity, the refinement, the purity, and the life, the liberty of spirit. So we get the transmutation. We get the four states of matter. We got the solid, we got the liquid, we got the gas, right? And then we have the plasma, the four stages. So the transmutation, right, from the coarser state to the more refined state, right, is an action that lifts the outer consciousness into the purity and the life, the liberty of the spirit. Now, Shlomo, HaMelech, Negus Selamin, Solomon, he presented burnt offerings, Olot. King Solomon presented the Olot, the burnt offerings to Yahweh, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. These Olots, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, they denote a conscious giving up of the sense, or we could say the sensual, the sense life, the sense liberty, the outer, the coarse, for the more refined. So Solomon presenting the Olot, the burnt offerings to Yahweh, to Hashem, to Jehovah, these Olot to Yahweh, to Jehovah, they denote a conscious giving up of the sense, the sensual life and liberty that the spiritual, the irritical, may be gained. So here we have the process of, we say, life for life, right? The process, the Hebrew karma principle here, life for life, based on even the eye for eye, the tooth for tooth, the like for like, right? That conscious giving up of the sensual life, you can say the outer life, that the inner life, the spiritual, irritical, may be gained in the transmutation, right? Transmutation from one state of matter, right, through the process of the Aish, the Isat, the fire, to another state of matter. So then the prayer, the tefillah, in the Hebrew, the tefillah, the tzelot, the tefillah for the things of spirit, the prayer for the things of spirit, and a willingness to make our what? Wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, by the Emunah, by the living faith, often translated as religion, but the Haimanot, the teaching of His Majesty, to make our wills obedient to good influences and to avoid evil is to show the greatest Chokmah, the greatest tibet, the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, right? Ready? Aim, fire, right? To follow this aim, one must be guided by Haimanot, by the Emunah, the Imnet, right? The faith, right? The living faith, right? In translation called religion, but in the root, the living faith, the Haimanot, the Emunah in the Hebrew, the Imnet from the Amenet. So the prayer for the things of spirit and a willingness, the will, make our wills obedient, to give up all thoughts of carnality, the carnal mind. I now want no carnal mind. Carnality transmute. They transmute to burn up, burning up the beast, burning up the beast, right? The beast of the body, the beast of carnality. And thus we have the First Kings chapter 3, verse 4 example right here. So just a basic overview here, looking at the metaphysics of the bullock, right? The bullock, one of the animals, one of the chai, the chayim, right? The living forces here, looking at the pattern, as well as the burnt offerings, the olot, right? The olot, the Allah, Aliyah, Yesai, Rastafari, the metaphysics of the bullock and the burnt offerings.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
Aviva. Aviva. Aviva, it's time to open the door for Eliyahu.
Time to open the door for Elijah. Rastafari, here, Rhema tune right here for this Torah reading and feeding right here in Leviticus. Sacrifice, Queen Omega, make a sacrifice. Yes,
you really think it's easy being an artist, but you don't know the sacrifice we make,
true,
the journeys we take. That's why me I tell it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star, but you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, love fills me up with chips. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big big show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Working class, lazy body better get up your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work, in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will come. I go to the north and I go south, I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work of course, chatting with the most I am well on course. Radio interviews and pledge, and I just can't forget. Fully for times I practice to bring my people sweet root music. So I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class, lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, got to sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel.
Melchizedek. We have Psalm 47. Psalm 47, that scene, God the King. Elohim the King. Yes, I. Here. I think we ride up with today's daily psalm and go through them Harik from the King of Kings Bible, verse by verse. But first, a first ear, first here, 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 right here. Yes, sir.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Yes, I, Doni I, Cha, Rastafari. So here, here, Elohim the King, Elohim HaMelech, Exiavia, Negus, even Negus and Negus. So this is a poem, a composition here, today's daily song. Mizmor, Mim, Zayin, Mim, Zayin, Psalm 47, Psalm XL, VII. It's a composition on the theme of Psalm XL, VI, Hebraically verse 11, the KJV. That'll be Psalm 46, verse 10, where it reads, I will be exalted in the earth, earth's rightful ruler. Today's daily psalm, the context of its original composition concerning Assyria's defeat, proclaimed Elohim as king, as Melech, as Negus, even Negus Neges, to whom all peoples are summoned. It's a summon to all peoples to pay allegiance. The psalm here, the chant, the eyes is right here, here, Psalm 47, Mizmor, Mim, Zayin, Mim, Zayin. Psalm 47 is recited in the Haikal, in the temple, also the gathering together, the Jewish church, the synagogue, before the sounding of the shofar, the ram's horn, on the new year, a day when the liturgy dwells up on the thought of Ha'el, Ha'el, the powers, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's universal, his universal sovereignty. So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 47, it builds on the theme of the previous psalm, Psalm 46, round about, right about right here.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God.
I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. I
am God.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty, Mighty, 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 Mighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. 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 In the earth.
Earth rightful ruler. Yes, I. Summons to all peoples. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the the excellency of Jacob whom he loves, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted.
مزمور 46 بقنف 47 لمزمران علقا يقوريل جوچ مزمور احزاب ሁላችሁ እጆቻችሁን አጨብጭቡ በደስታ ቃልም ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ እግዚአብሔር ልዑል ግሩምም ነውና በምድር ሁሉ ላይም ታላቅ ንጉስ ነውና احزابን ከኛ በታች ወገኖችንም ከግራችን በታች አስገዛልን ለርስቱኛን መረጠን የወደደውን ያዕቆብን ውበት አምላክ በልልታ እግዚአብሔር በመለከት ድምጽ አረገ ዘምሩ ለአምላካችን ዘምሩ ዘምሩ ለንጉሳችን ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር ለምድር ሁሉ ንጉስ ነውና በማስተዋል ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ላይ ነገሰ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ዙፋን ይቀመጣል የምድር ኃይለኞች ለእግዚአብሔር ናቸውና ያሕዛብ አለቆች ወደ አብርሃም አምላክ ተሰበሰቡ እርሱንም ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ
Psalm 47 Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God, he is greatly exalted.
በቀዳማዊ
Last year I live it and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Ja.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now. Now.
We can rely on. We can't rely on. Most high, you're the only one we can rely on. Hello, we can't rely on. Most high, you're the only one we can rely on.
መዝሙር 46 በቅንፍ 47 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር። አህዛብ ሁላችሁ እጆቻችሁን አጨብጭቡ፣ በደስታ ቃልም ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ። እግዚአብሔር ልዑል ግሩምም ነውና፣ በምድር ሁሉ ላይም ታላቅ ንጉሥ ነውና። አህዛብን ከኛ በታች ወገኖችንም ከግራችን በታች አስገዛልን። ለርስቱ እኛን መረጠን፣ የወደደውን የያዕቆብን ውበት። አምላክ በእልልታ እግዚአብሔር በመለከት ድምፅ አረገ። ዘምሩ፣ ለአምላካችን ዘምሩ፣ ዘምሩ፣ ለንጉሣችን ዘምሩ። እግዚአብሔር ለምድር ሁሉ ንጉሥ ነውና በማስተዋል ዘምሩ። እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ላይ ነገሠ፣ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ዙፋን ይቀመጣል። የምድር ኃይለኞች ለእግዚአብሔር ናቸውና፣ የአሕዛብ አለቆች ወደ አብርሃም አምላክ ተሰበሰቡ፣ እርሱንም ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉት።
We have today's daily psalm, we have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Today's daily psalm is a psalm that we referred to before. It's Hebraically, it's the...
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands.
Today's daily psalm is a psalm that we referred to before. It's Hebraically, it's the Mizmor Mim Zain Mem Zain, 47th psalm, Mizmor Arba Sabat, in the Royal Amharic as well. Esteemed God the King, Hashem, Hashem,
Melech,
Hashem. Esteemed Elohim, HaMelech, Exiavir, Israel, Negus, Ye'alem, Geeta. Exiavis, the stain of the good, the generous, our Father, Ye Israel, of Israel, Nibus, the King of Israel, Ye Alem, of the world, Ye Alem, Geeta, the Lord of the world. So in this psalm, we refer to verse 7, in the KJV is verse 7, in the Sefer Tehillim it would be verse 8, because the inclusiveness of the superscription as verse 1. And this verse, verse 7, both in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, the Sefer Tehillim, and in verses 6 and verse 7, actually, these two verses here, the verse that reads, sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing Isis to God, sing praises. Now, many times we might say Jah in place of God, but we should get to learn the Hashem in the Hebrew and also in the Royal Amharic that is appropriate. Now here we have the verse right here. We have the verse Zamru Elohim Zameru Zamru Le Malkeinu Zameru. In the Royal Amharic, the Mitzvah Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Germawi Germawi, Haile Selassie reads in verse in Kuter Sidis, verse 6, Zemru Le Amlakachin Zemru Zemru Len Gusachin Zemru. Zameru, Zameru, and Zamru, Zamru, to chant Mezmor, Mezmor, chant, vocal intonation, word, sound, power. Zamru, it's a command, Zamru, chant, y'all, chant Isis. Zamru Elohim, Zameru, Zimru, Lamlakachim Zimru, Zamru Le Malkeinu, Zameru, Zimru Le Nukusachin, Zimru. So we have Elohim, Elohim here, and the Royal Amharic says, Amlakachin, Lamlakachin, to our God, to our source, Lamlakachin, Zimru. And in the B part of the sixth verse, Le Nukusachin, Le Malkeinu, Malkeinu, to I and I, King. Then we come to verse 7. Verse 7 in the English, for God is the King of all the earth. And Rastaman, I and I bear witness that His Majesty, Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie, is King, is earth's rightful ruler. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye, sing your praises, Isis, with understanding. Now here, many of the I and I would say overstanding. But let's first of all get a good groundation, a good understanding on what is being said right here. First of all, from the Sefer Tehillim, from the groundation, the roots, from low degrees to high degrees, it says, Ki melech kol ha'aretz Elohim. Zamru, Maskil. So we have this word Maskil. You find this in many of the superscriptions of the Psalms, Maskil. Some may enunciate it or translate or mistranslate it as Maskil, but really Maskil, Maskil, Maskil. Zamru, Maskil. Sing your praises. In the Sefer Tehillim, it's translated as sing ye praises, sing ye Isis in a skillful song. Zamru, Maskil. In the Royal Amharic, we have Exiavihir, le midrhulu ngusnawna. Exiavihir, sustains the good, the generous our Father. Le midrhulu, for the earth all, the land all. Le midrhulu, ngus, ngus, king, nawna. For he is king, for Exiavihir is king of all the earth. Be mastawal zemru. Be mastawal zemru. Be mastawal with intelligence. So here we can get a compare and a contrast in the Negus and Neges Targum, in the Targum of the King of Kings, with the meaning of many of the Hebraic terms and terminologies that even in the best of the study references, like the Strong's Concordance and the Jesenius and many of those places, they would say that this is a foreign derivation or uncertain meaning. But here we get a right and exact in the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Weep not, behold, Zamru, Masakil, sing your praises, Isis, in a skillful song with intelligence, the Mastawal Zemru. So just right there, even the linguistics from the Sefer Tehillim, the Masoretic, the Hebraic, that Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic language, the Biblical Hebrew, and in that pure language that he has turned to the peoples from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, we have the word, sound, and power. And this section is actually from verses 5 to 6. 5 to 6, we have this section right here. Elohim is enthroned, the coronation. We have the coronation, King of all the earth, of the entire earthly plane. This is the great truth. This is the objective reality proclaimed in the Mezmur, in the psalm, in the chant. Hence, the call from the very beginning, the very beginning of today's daily psalm, the 47th psalm, is to all ye peoples, to unite in acknowledging his kingship of the King of Kings. A skillful song, the Mastawal Zemru, Zamru, Masakir, 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 Masakir.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
My brock,
God. Mighty God. Ever living God. Earth's rightful ruler. Blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the ways of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Lord High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth fruit in due season. I lack, also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no. They are like the trough that the wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment. Now no sin of the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous. And know that the ways of the weak out shall cramp, paralyze, and burn. But he's a light and earthquake, brimstone and fire. To kill cramps. Conception for my creation continually. And to let thy righteousness cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The end from that I walk until this I walk. Beautiful eye, so high and so mighty.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God.
I am God.
Be still and know that I am God. I am God.
I am God.
Be still and know that I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
I am God.
Be still and know that I am God.
Be still. And know that his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
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 Salam to Einayist Elin. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit Arba Sabat. Psalm 47, Mezmor Arba Sabat. Esteemed, Egeziaviher, Yisrael Nagus, Ye Alem Geta, Egeziaviher, sustained of the good, the generous Ab, Father, Ye Israel Nagus, the king, the Nagus of Israel, Ye Israel Negus, Ye Alem Geeta, the Lord of the world. This is the theme here in the Sefer Tehillim. We have the theme, God the King, Elohim HaMelech. Beginning off here with the superscription, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesed, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source in the Jemralin. We begin. Beginning with the superscription, Lemezemrana Leka, Yekore, Lijoch Mezmur. To the chief musician of or for the sons of Korah, Yekore, Lijoch Mezmur, a Mezmur, a chant, Isis, a vocal intonation, word, sound, power. Kuter And, verse 1. Ahizab Hulachu, Ichochachuhuna Chebchubu, Medestak Alim, Le Egziavihar, Ilbelu. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, Ahizab Hulachu, all ye peoples, nations, this word here, Ahzab, Ahzab, is also used for the equivalent of the Goyim, the nations, the nationalities, even the international community. Ahzab, Hulachu, Hulachu, all of y'all. Ahzab, Hulachu, Ijochachuhun, Achebchubu. Clap your hands, Ijochachuhun, your hands, Achebchubu. Clap your hands, Vedesita, Kalim, Vedesta, Vedesita.
in happiness and in joy, kal, kalim, in a joyful word, a joyful voice, a happy voice. KJV reads, shout to God with the voice of triumph. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. Here we have Bedesta, kalim, le egaziyavir, ilil bellu, ilil, the ililta, the ililta, the ililililil, the exaltation. The Hebrew brings out hariu, hariu, like the hurrah, hurrah. Here we have the ililta, le egaziyavir, ilil, ilil bellu, say ilil, ilililil. Bedesta, bedesita kalim, in a happy, a joyful word, a joyful voice, le egaziyavir, ilil bellu, kuter hulet. Verse 2. Egziyavir al-ula garumim nuwina, bemidrohulu layim talak nugus nuwina. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Egziyavir al-ula garumim nuwina, bemidrohulu layim talak nugus nuwina. Egziyavir sustainer. L'ul, 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 the sovereign, the most high, l'ul, the prince, l'ul, the most high, gerumim, 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 majestic, majestic, but it has a sense of awe and awesome, a majestic awesomeness, gerumim, gerumim, and awesome and terrible, nuwina, for he is terrible, egziyavir, l'ul, gerumim, nuwina, he is a great king. Talak Nugus, an important, a great Talak Nugus. He is a great king over all the earth. The Midr Hulu Layim, Talak Nugus, Nguna. The Midr Hulu Layim, Talak Nugus, Nguna. Uter Source, verse 3. Ahizabina Kanya Betach, Wagnochinim Akagrachin Betach as Gazali. He shall subdue the people under us. Ahizabin. Kanya betach ahizabin, the nations, international community, the goyim, the peoples. Kanya, from us, betach, below, under, wagnochnim. And it says here, and the nations, wagnochnim, 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 the wagon, the kinds, the ethnicity, so to say, kagrachin, kagrachin betach, under I and I foot, as gezalin, causing ones to submit, to serve, to submit. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Le Ristu, Inyan Meret, and Yewadadawinna Yeyakovin Uvet. He shall choose our inheritance for us. Le Ristu, Ristu, the Rist, Ristu. Agariso, Kashi, Ametu, Wada Ristu, Le Ristu, Inyan Meret, and the excellency of Jacob, of Ya'ikov, whom he loved. Here in the Royal Amharic we have Yehwedadawin, the one who he loved, Ya'ikovin, of Jacob, Wubet, the beauty, the Wubet of Jacob, that excellency. And here we have in the Hebrew the Selah, pause. Uta Amist, verse 5. Amlak be'ilta, egziyavir be'meleket dint arage. God, egziyavir, here it has, Amlak be'ilta, Amlak on the ililta, the source on the ilililililil, egziyavir, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, be'meleket dint, upon the trumpet's voice, the meleket, the trumpet, the meleket dint, dint on the sound, the voice, the sound of the trumpet, arege, arege, arege. Exiavia is going up to shout the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Guter sidist. Verse 6. Zemru, lamlakachin zemru, zemru lenugusachin zemru, sing praises, Isis, to God. Sing praises, Isis. Sing praises, Isis, to I and I King, to our King. Sing praises, Isis. Zemru, lamlakachin, zemru, zemru, lenugusachin, zemru. Chant, mezmur, psalms, chant, intonation. Zemru, lamlakachin, zemru, zemru, lenugusachin, zemru, zemru, lamlakachin, zemru, zemru, lenugusachin, zemru. Kuter
Sabbat, verse 7. Egziavir le midarhulu ngusnawina bemastawal zemru. For God Egziavir, sustained with a good accent, Av is the king, the Negus of all the earth. Egziavir le midarhulu ngusnawina bemastawal zemru. Sing y'all. Sing y'all Isis, chant psalms, chant Isis, chant mezmur, chant Isis, zemru, bemastawal, zemru, bemastawal. KJV has with understanding, and I and I, Rastafari, we say with overstanding. Interesting, in the Hebrew, we have the zamru maskil, the maskil, maskil, superscription to many of the psalms, maskil, here bringing out the Targum and the interpretation, bemastawal, with intelligence. Chant psalms, chant Isis, be mastawal zemru, kuter cement, verse 8. Egziavir, the ahzab lai negas, egziavir, the kedisanal zufan yikemetar, egziavir, sustainer the good, the generous Ab Father, reigneth over the heathen, the ahzab lai negas, negas, he rules as king, has become king. Egziavir has become king over the nations and the nationalities and the Gentiles, the Goyim. Here, KJV chooses to translate the same word for Goyim, nations, and nationality. That's heathen. Egziavir v'ahzav lai negesa. Egziavir v'kedisanao zufani kemetal. Egziavir, the stainer, sitteth upon the throne of his holiness, his set apartness, his islandness. Ekziavihar Bekdisnau Zufan. Bekdisnau Zufan, the throne of his holiness, Yikemetal, Yikemetal. He sitteth, he's seated, he's enthroned. Kuter Zeteng. Verse 9. Yemidra Hailenyo Chile Gziavihir Nachuna, Ye Ahizar Alek Ocha Wad Abraham Amla Tesebesebu, Arsunim Kef Kefa Darragut. The princes of the people are gathered together. Yemidra Hailenyo Chile Gziavihir Nachuna, Le Gziavihir Nachuna. Here we have Yemidr of the land, earthly plain, Yemidr Hailenyo Chile, the powers. The powers, the mighty ones, signifying even here the mighty men, the mighty ones of the earth. Yemidr Hailenyoch, the powers of the earthly plane, the mighty ones of the earthly plane. Yemidr Hailenyoch, le'egziavihar nachawina. They are for the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Since here in the KJV, the princes of the people. So in the more of the direct context, Yemidr Hailenyoch, which can be the earth or even the land of the land, the mighty ones of the land, even that land, right? Even that land with Ethiopia. This man was born there, even that land. Yemidr, Yemidr Hailenyoch, the mighty ones of the land. Yeh-le-gziyavihar nachawinah. They are four. They are gathered together, together. Yeh-ahizab alik-och. And the sense here, the alik-och, the leaders, the princes, in the sense of the leaders of the peoples, the Hizboch, the Ahizab, Ya Ahizab, Alek Och, Wada, towards Avraham, Amlak, towards the God, the source of Abraham. Wada, Avraham, Amlak, Tesebesebu, 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 they are gathered together, together. KJV says the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Avraham. Arsunim, and he himself, kef kef adaragut, and he himself, arsunim, kef kef adaragut, he is greatly exalted, hi 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 hi, arsunim, kef kef adaragut, 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 adaragut,
مزمور 46 بقنف 47 لمزمران علقاء يقوري لجوش مزمور احزاب هلاچو اجوچاچونا چبچبو بدستا قالم لغزابير إللب اغزابير لؤول غرومم نونا با
بمدر هلو لايم تالاك نغسنونا أهزابن كنيا بتاج وغنو چنم كغرات چن بتاج چاس گزال لرستو نيان مرتن يوددون ياقوبن وبر أملاك بللتا أجزيا فير بملكة دمت عرق زمرو لأملاك أجن زمرو زمرو لنقص أجن زمرو أجزيا فير لمدر هلو نقص نونا بماس توال زمرو أجزيا فير بهزاب لين أجس أجزيا فير بكدس النوز فانك أمتا يمدر هاي لنقص لكزيا فير ناتشونا يا هزاب عليك وشور أبرهام أملاك تسبسبو ارسونم كاب مكاب على الرسول
Psalm 47 Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Mazmur 46, Bakanif 47 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የቆሬ ልጆች መዝሙር አህዛብ ሁላችሁ እጆቻችሁን አጨብጭቡ በደስታ ቃልም ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ እግዚአብሔር ልዑል ግሩምም ነውና በምድር ሁሉ ላይም ታላቅ ንጉስ ነውና አህዛብን ከኛ በታች ወገኖችንም ከግራችን በታች አስገዛለን ለርስቱ እኛን መረጠን የወደደውን ያዕቆብን ውበት አምላክ በልልታ እግዚአብሔር በመለከት ድምፅ አረገ ዘምሩ ለአምላካችን ዘምሩ ዘምሩ ለንጉሳችን ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር ለምድር ሁሉ ንጉስ ነውና በማስተዋል ዘምሩ እግዚአብሔር በአሕዛብ ላይ ነገሰ እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ዙፋን ይቀመጣል የምድር ኃይለኞች ለእግዚአብሔር ናቸውና ያሕዛብ አለቆች ወደ አብርሃም አምላክ ተሰበሰቡ እርሱንም ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing.
Slash.
hopefully catch it on the replay. Hopefully catch it on the replay. Hopefully catch it on the replay. On the replay. On the replay. Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. 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 Call in, call in, call in, call in, call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Real Majesty. Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty.
Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian? Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian? To understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still. I know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now, anyone have anything to say, come say it loud, make me hear what them have to say. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God. Well, God come black.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, Bob.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, but listen, you know, I...
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help. Help, 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 help.
You name Jagat and the terrible among men. No like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble. We then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
The sea. Select up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
מזמור ממזיין למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. כל העמים תקעו חף, הריעו לאלוהים בכל רינה. כי אדוני עליון נורא, מלך גדול על כל הארץ. ידבר עמים תחתנו, ולאומים תחת רגלנו. יבחר לנו את נחלתנו, את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סלע. עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בקול שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו. כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם. כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ, מאוד נעלה.
Psalm 47. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. The Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
מזמור ממזיין למנצח לבני קורח מזמור. כל העמים תקעו חף, הריעו לאלוהים בכל רינה. כי אדוני עליון נורא, מלך גדול על כל הארץ. ידבר עמים תחתנו, ולאומים תחת רגלנו. יבחר לנו את נחלתנו, את גאון יעקב אשר אהב סנע. עלה אלוהים בתרועה, אדוני בכל שופר. זמרו אלוהים זמרו, זמרו למלכנו זמרו, כי מלך כל הארץ אלוהים, זמרו משכיל. מלך אלוהים על גויים, אלוהים ישב על כיסא קודשו. נדיבי עמים נאספו, עם אלוהי אברהם, כי לאלוהים מגין ארץ מאוד נעלה.
Mizmor, Mizmor, Meim, Zain. Mizmor, Meim, Zain. Psalm 47. Mizmor, Meim, Zain. Meim, Zain. Meim, Zain. Mizmor, Mizmor, Meim, Zain. Mizmor, Meim, Zain. Psalm 47. Mizmor, Meim, Zain, Meim, Zain. Psalm XLVII. Lanatzeach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lamnatzeach, Libnei Korach. Of the sons, for the sons of Korah, Mizmor. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of the sons of Korah. Lamnatzeach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. Kol ha'amim atiku'u kaf, hari'u al Elohim bekol rin. Oh, clap your hands. All ye, all your peoples, shout to Elohim with a voice of triumph. Call ha'amim, all the peoples, all ye peoples, call ha'amim. Tiko'u kaf, clap your hands, tiko'u kaf, tiko'u kaf, clap your hands, y'all. Hari'u al Elohim bekol rin. Hari'u, shout. Hari'u al Elohim to Elohim bekol rin. With the voice of triumph, bekol rin. Ki Yoav Elyonora, Melech Gadol al kol haret. For Jehovah is most high, awful, dreadful, a great king over all the earth. Ki Yoav Elyon Nora, ki for Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Elyon, most high, Nora, awful, Nora, dreadful, ki Yahuwah, Elyon Nora, Melech Gadol al kol haaretz, a great king, Melech, king, Gadol, great, big, important, Melech Gadol al kol haaretz, upon all the earth, the earthly plane,
al kol haaretz. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulomim tachatar raglenu. He subdueth peoples under us, under Einai, and nations under Einai, under our feet. Yadbir amim tachetenu, yadbir subduing amim peoples tachetenu, under Tachat, under Einai, tachetenu. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulomim. And the nations, the umim, tachat under raglenu, under Einai feet, yadber amim, tachetenu, ul umim, tachat raglenu. A key nuance importance, there's the amim, the peoples, and there's the umim, the nations, the national groups, the umim. Yadbir amim tachetenu, ulumim tachat raglenu. Yivchar lanu eta nachelatenu, eta gon Yaakov asher raheb, selah. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loveth. Selah, the Asama, pause. Yivchar lanu. He chooses Yivchar lanu. Lanu, for us, for I and I. Yivchar lanu et nachilatenu. Our inheritance, our nachilatenu. Nachilat, our inheritance et nachilatenu. Et gaon Yaakov. The pride of Jacob, the Gaon, Yaakov, pride of Jacob, Asher, that which Ahav, that which he loveth. Et Gaon, Yaakov, Asher, Ahav, Selah, pause. Allah Elohim, Abiyah Teruah, Yahuwah b'kol shofar, Elohim is going up amidst shouting. Allah Elohim, be Teruah. Elohim, Ali is up, ascends. Allah, Elohim, be teruah, amidst the teruah, amidst the shouting. Yahuwah b'kol shofar, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah b'kol, by way of the voice, shofar, amidst the sound, the voice of the horn, amidst the sound of the shofar, the ram's horn. Allah Elohim, be teruah, Yahuwah b'kol shofar. Zamru Elohim, zameru. Zamru lemalkenu, zameru. Sing praises to Elohim, sing praises, Isis. Sing praises, Isis, to I and I king, to our king. Sing praises, sing Isis. Zamru, chant Isis, y'all. Zamru, Elohim, Zameru. Sing Isis, chant praises. Zamru, le Malkenu. Chant Isis, Zamru, chant Isis, y'all. Zamru, le Malkenu. For Malkenu, for I and I, Elohim, for I and I, King. Malkenu, le Malkenu, Zameru. Zamru Elohim Zameru. Zamru le Malkenu Zameru. Ki melek kol haaretz Elohim. Zamru Maskil. For Elohim is the king of all the earth. Ki for melek king. Kol haaretz, all the earth, the earthly plane. Kol haaretz Elohim. For Elohim is king of all the earth, of the entirety of the earthly plane. Ki melek kol haaretz Elohim. Zamru masakil. Chant Isis, y'all. Zamru masakil. Chant Isis. Sing your praises, Isis, in a skillful song. Or elsewhere, I think KJV says, sing praises, chant Isis, with understanding. Zamru masakil. Ki melek kol haaretz Elohim. Zamru masakil. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim yashab al kisei kadsho. Elohim reigneth, ruleth, is king, ruleth over the nations. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim sitteth upon his holy, his set-apart throne. Elohim yashab al kisei kadsho. Elohim yashab. Elohim sitteth. Elohim is enthroned. Elohim yashab. All upon kisei, the throne, kadsho,
his holy throne, the throne of his holiness, his islandness. Malak Elohim al goyim. Elohim yashab al kisei kadsho. Nidibei amim ne'safu am Elohe Avraham. Ki l'Elohim amagine eret nod na'ilah. The princes of the peoples are gathered together. The people of the God, the Elohim of Avraham. For to Elohim belongeth the shield of the earth. He is greatly exalted. Nidibei, Amin. The princes of the Amin, of the peoples. Nidibei, Amin. Nesafu are gathered together. Nesafu are gathered together. Am, the people. Elohe, of the Elohim of Avraham. Am Elohe Avraham, the people of the Elohim of Avraham. Ki l'Elohim, for to Elohim, ki l'Elohim, l'Elohim, ki l'Elohim, for to Elohim, magine, eret, magine, the shields, the magin, the magine, the shields of eret, of the earth, of the earthly plane. Me'od, greatly, me'od, na'ilah, he is greatly exalted. He is greatly exalted. Me'od na'ilah. Mizmor mim zayin. Maim zayin mim zayin. Lamnatziach libnei korach mizmor. Kol ha'amim tika'u kaf. Hari'u l'Elohim bekol rin. Ki yo'a elyon nora. Meleka gadol al kol haaretz. Yadbir amim tachetenu. Ulumim tachat raglenu. Yivhar lanu et nachlatenu. Et gon Yaakov asher ahev selah. Allah Elohim bi yatarua. Yahuwah bekol shofar. Zamru Elohim, zameru, zamru le malkinu, zameru, kia meleka kol haaretz Elohim, zamru maskil, malak Elohim al goyim, Elohim yashab al kisei kadsho. Nidibei amim nesafu am Elohe Avraham ki l'Elohim magine eretz mod
Yes. A little technical difficulty right here, brothers and sisters. We're going to ride up and see right here.
See. Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
No.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢምን
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
My Hebrew, my Hebrew, my
time. Hebrew boy, everything.
Yemiyayinin ayino. Yesamanin awekno. Yedasesinin agenino. Yabrahamin amlak. Yemiyayinin geta Elohim. Yemiyayinin ayino. The one who, he who sees us, we have, having seen past, present, we having seen. Yeah, miyayinin, ayino. Yeah, miyayinin, ayino. Yeah, samanin, awekno. He who, or the one who has heard us, we have known. Yeah, samanin, awekno. Yeah, dasesinin, agenyeno. He who, the one who has touched us, agenyeno. We have found. And since we've met, we have found. Ye Abrahamin Amlak, the Amlak, the source of Abraham. Ye Abrahamin Amlak, Ye Miyayinin Gita, the one, the Lord, the Gita, who has and who sees us. Elohim.
Yeah. That's an Amharic prayer.
That is blessed. All he needs to do is follow the spirit which is legit. That is how we all grow. Know him. Hello.
Yes. Just want to share a little Ethiopian churchical prayer. Elohim, the name and the prayer right there. The God of Abraham and the Elohim right there. Here's it. Father Tanzan.
Ayeno. Yesamanene awakno. Yedastasenene agenyeno. Ye Abrahamene amlak. Ye miayenene geta. El Rohim. El Rohim.
Yes, I hear the Midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 47, a study right here.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Yisrael. Hear a Midrash, a study on today's psalm, Mizmor Mim Zain, Mizmor Mim Zain. Psalm 47, hear. For the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Opening verse, Psalm 47, Hebraically, verses 1 to 2. Hear. Lam natziach libnei korach mizmor. Kol laha'amim tika'u kaf. For the leader, lam natziach. For the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, lam natziach libnei korach. For the sons of Korah, Mizmor, a psalm, Mizmor, a chant, Mizmor, Isis, Lanatseach, Libnei Korach, Mizmor. Kol ha'amim, tik'u kaf, O clap your hands, all ye peoples. Kol ha'amim, all, kol ha the amim, all the peoples. Kol ha'amim, all ye peoples, tik'u kaf. Clap your hands, tika'u kaf. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Clap your hands. Lanatseach, livnei korach mizmor. Kol ha'amim, tika'u kaf. Tika'u kaf. Tika'u kaf. Tika'u kaf. Tika'u kaf. These words, right here, opening two verses Hebraically, the superscription and first verse in the Hebrew, the first and the second verse, for the leader, the chief musician, a psalm, a chant, Isis of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples, call ha'amim, Tikau, Kaf, clap your hands. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse. These words, these words, these words, these words, Zehusha Mara Hakatub, are to be considered in light of the verse from Mishlei Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, that reads, when the righteous are increased, the people rejoice. But when the wicked, the ratchet, be a rule, the people sigh, the people sigh, the people sigh, the people sigh. Birvot tzadikima yismach ha'am. Ua via mishola rasha ye'anah am. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Birvot tzadikim yismach ha'am. But when the wicked beareth rule, u vimshol, u bimshol, u bimshol, rasha. But when the rasha, the ratchet rule, u bimshol rasha, ye anach ha'am. The people, ye anach, the people mourn. Here, the KJV, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Birbot. Tzadikim yismach ha'am. Ua bimshol rasha ye'anach am. When the wicked, when the ratchet rule in the world, when the wicked, the ratchet, ua bimshol rasha, when the ratchet rule in the world, all men sigh ye'anach am. Ye'anach am. All men sigh and are distressed, downpressed and distressed. And no man walks about with his head up. As Shlomo, as Solomon says, even in the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon and the Mashal, in Proverbs 28:28, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. Bekum rishaima yisatir adama uva avadama yirubut arkim. Here, KJV, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Bekum rishaim, bekum and rising, kum, bekum rishaim, rishaim, the ratchet in rising, bekum rishaim. Yisatir Adam, Adam hide themselves. Adam hides himself, man hides himself. Yisatir Adam, uva avdama yerubu tzarikim, uva beabdam. Yerubu tzadikim, but when they perish, ua be avdam, ua be avdam. But when they perish, ua be avdam. Yerubu tzadikim, yerubu increase, yerubu tzadikim. The righteous, the tzadikim increase. Bekum arishaim yisatir adam, ua be avdam. Yerubu tzadikim. Grievous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, HaKadosh, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, is the day when He gives power to one man to rule over another and other to the other's heart, to the other's hurt. Therefore, Scripture says, even in Kohelet, even in the Preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, what time one man had power over another is to his hurt. What time one man had power over an other is to his heart. Et kol ze raiti, we're natona et libi, lechola ma'ese ashera na'ese tachata ha'shamesh, ait ashera shalata ha'adama be'adama le'ra lo. Hear the fuller verse, Ecclesiastes, the Preacher, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9, here, the King James Version. All this have I seen and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt, to his own heart. Et kol ze, all this. Et kol ze, raiti, I have seen. With naton et libi, and given heart to. V'naton et libi, v'naton et libi, and applied my heart. L'kol ma'ese, l'kol ma'ese, to every work. L'kol ma'ese asherah, na'esa, tachataha shamesh. to every work that is done under HaShemesh, under the Shemesh, HaShemesh, under the sun. Ait asher shalat ha'adam bi'adam li'ra lo. There's a time wherein shalat ha'adam, shalat, one man, Adam, one Adam, shalat, ruleth over, shalat ha'adam bi, Adam, li'ra, lo, li'ra, to his own hurt, la'u, for him, li'ra, la'u. Et kol ze, ra'iti, we'en naton et libi, l'kol ma'iseh, asher na'isa tachataha shamesh, ait asher shalat ha'adam, bi'adam, li'ra'a la'u. And also, scripture says, even in Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 2, behold, it is harsh and bitter for the Lord, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, when he causes the earth to lie under a hand. Hine chazaka we amitza la Yahuwa k'zarema barada sha'ara katev k'zarema mayima ka'birima shotfima hien yacha la areta biyad. Here, full of verse, the KJV, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 2. Behold the Lord has a mighty and strong one, that is, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. Hear. That was one reading from one manuscript. Here, very same verse. Hine, behold, chazak, strong, where amitz. So the translation here, behold, it is a harsh and bitter. Hine, behold, chazak, harsh, strong, where amitz, and bitter. La Adonai, for Adonai, La Adonai, for Adonai. Kuzarema barad sa'ar, katev. Kuzarema mayima kabrima shotfi haniyach la'aretz abiyad. Here, as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, when he causes the earth to lie under a hand. What can biyad, la'aret, the earth, biyad, under a yad, under a hand, mean, except under the hand of a man who has power over one like himself. It is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor, Mim, Zain, Mem, Zain, Psalm 47, O clap your hands, tik'u kaf, O clap your hands. Lamaze, why? Because the Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, of the ratchet, the scepter of the rulers that smote the peoples in wrath. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. Even here in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 5, verse 6, and verse 7. Shavar Yahua mate rishaima shavet amushlima make amima be'evra nachashakta kol haaretza patuchu rina. Jehovah, he who be, we be, has broken. Shavar Yahua. He who be, we be, has broken matei rishaim, the matei, the staff of the rishaim, of the ratchet, shevet amoshlim, shebet, the scepter, the shebet moshlim, of the rulers, make amima be'evra, that smote the peoples in wrath, make, that hit amim, the peoples, be'evra, in evra, in wrath. Nachat shakta kol haaretz, the whole earth is at rest. and is quiet. Nachat shakta, at rest, quiet. Kol haaretz, all haaretz, the earthly plane. Patzuchu rina, patzuchu rina. They break forth into singing. Patzuchu rina. As scripture says also in Nahum chapter 3, verse 19, all that hear the report of the eye, clap the hands over thee. Call Shomaya Shimecha, Takukha Fa Alecha. All that hear the report of thee of the eye, call all Shomay, Shomay. Call Shomei, all the hearers call Shomei, Shimecha, 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 the report of the I male, Shimecha, call a Shomei, Shimecha, Taku Kaf, clap, clap the hands, Taku Kaf, clap the hands, Aleika, 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 over the eye, call a Shomei, Shimecha, Taku Kaf, Aleika, Tak'u kaf aleka, clap the hands as a gesture of unconcealed exaltation. For Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will do away with the dominion of mortals over you. As it is said, even in today's psalm, hear, Mizmor Mim Zain. Mem Zayin, Psalm 47, here at the third verse. The Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. For he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah, is Most High. Ki Yahuwah Elyon. For he who be who he be is Elyon, Elyon, Most High, Nora, awful, terrible, dreadful, Nora, Ki Yahuwah, Elyon Nora, Melech Gadol, great king, king, big king, important king, Melech Gadol, Melech Gadol, Al Kol Haaretz, over all the earth, over all the earthly plane, Al Kol Haaretz, earth's rightful ruler, Ki Yahuwah Elyon Nora, Melech Gadol, call Al Kol Haaretz. He shall subdue the peoples under us, under I and I, and the nations under I and I feet. Here, the Dalet verse, the fourth verse, Hebraically speaking, today's daily psalm. Yadbir Amim Tachteinu, Ualeumim Tachata Ragleinu. He subdueth peoples under us, Yadbir Amim Tachteinu, and nations Ulumim Tachat, under Tachat Ragleinu, under I and I feet Ragleinu, Yadbir Amim Tachteinu, Ulumim Tachat Ragleinu. Matai ze, when, according to the Hey verse, the next verse of today's daily psalm, when he shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, the excellency of Yaakov. Yivchar lanu, he chooses for us, Yivchar lanu et nachlatenu, nachlatenu, our nachlatenu, our inheritance, et gaon Yaakov, the pride, the excellency, the majesty of Jacob, et gaon Yaakov, asher rahev, whom he loveth, Selah. Pause. And here, a midrash note right here, concerning the excellency of Yaakov, the Gaon, Yaakov. By this phrase, according to the Targum, the interpretation, Ha Hekal, the temple is meant. According to this phrase, the Gaon, Yaakov, the pride of Jacob, the excellency of Jacob, the majesty of Jacob. By this phrase, Gaon, Yaakov, according to the Targum, the interpretation, Ha Hekal, the temple is meant. Another comment, when will Ha'el, Elohim choose us, I and I, and give us, I and I, our, I and I inheritance? when, according to today's Psalm, the 8th verse, the 9th verse, God will sit upon the throne of his holiness, his islandness, his set-apartness. Elohim Yashav al kisek ad sho. Elohim sittis, his enthronedness. Elohim Yashav al kisek ad sho. Up on the throne, al kisek ad sho, of his islandness, of his set-apartness, his holiness. Elohim Yashav al kisek ad sho. As scripture says, even in Haggai, chapter 2, verse 22, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, of the goyim, the nations. In that day, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, of governments, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, of the Gentiles, the goyim, in that day. Ve'hafachtiya kiseya mamlechota, ve'hishamatiya choseka mamlechota hagoyim bayom hahu. And I will overthrow the throne of the kingdoms. Ve'hafachti kiseya mamlechot, and I will overthrow. Ve'hafachti, the throne of kingdoms, kisei mamlechot, and I will destroy the strength, and I will destroy the strength. Where hishmati chozek, where hishmati chozeka, of the kingdoms of the nations, mamlechot hagoyi, in that day, bayom hahu, in that day. Where hafakti kisei mamlechot, where hishmati chozeka mamlechot hagoyi, bayom hahu. And as Daniel says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Chazei yahvit, chazei huwei ta'adadi yakar savanna remio, we atika yomina yitiv. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit. Chazeh, hiweita adadi yakar savanna remiyo, we atika yomina yitiv. When will Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, sit? When will the true good, the true God, be enthroned? When, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, when saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. When will Ha'elohim sit, be enthroned? When saviors shall come up on Mount Zion, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Aloha Moshaima Behar Tsiona Lishpota Etahara Aisaw. We Haita La Yahua Hama Luka. Hear, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21. When saviors shall come up, shall aliyah up. We alu Moshiim, Moshaim, saviors, Moshaim, with Alu Moshaim, shall come up on Mount Zion, Behar Zion, on Har Zion, and the kingdom, Hamluka, and the kingdom shall be he who he be, with Haita La Yahua Hamluka. Rav Yehuda, Judah bar Nachman, said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Simeon ben Lakish, when HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, rises up for judgment and sits and is enthroned on the throne of judgment, HaShofar, the Ram's horn, is blown. He turns the measure of justice again and again, shuv and shuv, to the measure of chesed, to the measure of mercy, of grace. In wrath, he rises up for judgment But as the sound of Hashofar, the ram's horn rises up in a blast. At the sound of Hashofar, he becomes Lord Adonai, Adoni, Lord of mercy. O Lord of his mercy. Here. A midrash note here. Usually this verse is rendered amidst shouting, the Lord amidst the sound of the horn. This verse here from today's psalm, Mizmor Mim Zayin, Psalm 47. The sixth verse Hebraically that reads, Allah Elohim, Biyateruah, Yahuwah, Bekol Shofar, Elohim is gone up, Elohim Ali is up, Allah ascends, Elohim ascends, Allah Elohim, Biyateruah, amidst the teruah, the shouting, teruah, the blast, Allah Elohim, Biyateruah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Bekol, by way of the voice, Bekol, on the voice, Bekol, Shofar, on the voice of the shofar, the ram's horn. Allah Elohim biteruah, Yahuwah b'kol shofar. So, as the sound, the call shofar, of the shofar, ha-shofar, the ram's horn rises up in a blast. Biteruah, biteruah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, b'kol shofar. At the sound of the shofar, he who be, who he be, becomes he who be, who he be, of chesed, chasto, of his mercy, his grace, and he deals mercifully, graciously, for the term, Lord, in its sense of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, and Adonai, connotes mercy, chesed, the chesed, mercy, the Hebrew grace, chesed, as we have in Shemot and Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, The Lord, merciful and gracious. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah el rachum v'chanun rekapayi v'rav chesed v'emet. Here. Shemot, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, the full verse. And he who be, we be, yodhei v'hei Yahuwah. Pass by before him. Waya'abor, Hebrew, crossed over. Waya'abor, Yahuwah, Alpanayo. And proclaim, Wayikra, and called out, Wayikra, and proclaimed and called out, Wayikra, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, he who be, who he be, El, Almighty, true power, true God, El Rachum V'Chanun, El Merciful and Gracious, Erekapayi, long-suffering, long-nosed, Erekapayi, V'Rav Chesed, V'Rav and Nuf-Nuf, Rav, V'Rav Chesed and Rav, Nuf-Nuf in Chesed, in goodness, Chesed, V'Emet, and truth. Vayavor Yahuwah al panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah el rachum v'chanun erekapayim v'rav chesed
v'emet.
When a human being accepts I&I in their heart, they accept Jahola Iris rather than I&I physical being. I&I have come into Jah world as Jah eternal light, so that all who have Jahola Iris will never exist in darkness. I&I have not come to judge Jah world. I&I have come to only save Jah world. Though there is a judge for them that do not accept I&I, Jah world, that I&I utter shall serve as their judge on Jah last day. I&I can only utter Jah word of commandment, for it is Jah Most High who commands I&I on what to say and how to speak. I&I know that Jah commands our eternal life. Hence, that is what I&I speak. Jah, Haile Selassie, Nisanet.
God is moving throughout the earth and among God's people to bring forth significant shifts and change. He is sending forth into the earth a sound to open the portals between heaven and earth. This sound of the Lord causes the heavenly realm to move on the earth, and it opens the way for those on the earth to move in the heavens. From the earliest of times, God chose the ram's horn, or shofar, as one of his instruments to release this sound. Awesome things take place when the shofar sounds according to the command of the Lord God Almighty. Walls fall down, enemies are destroyed, the presence of God manifests, and God's people enter into the covenant cycle of blessing God has prepared for them. The shofarot are sounded in three distinct ways. First, they awaken the blood of God's people. Sharp staccato blasts by watchmen on the wall sound the alarm of approaching danger. In the midst of war, the teruah orders God's armies to attack approaching enemies. When we hear the teruah, a sequence of nine short blasts, we know God is strategically releasing us into our future. The shofarot also release a breaking sound in a series of three medium blasts called shevarim. The shevarim signal a breaking down of what resists the Lord and a breaking in of God's power, grace, and purpose. Both are seen in Gideon's victory over the Midianites. The blast of the shofarot and the breaking sound of the pots broke down the great Midianite army and allowed God's people to break through in great victory. The third sound of the shofar is a single extended blast called the tekiah. The tekiah sound establishes the presence and purpose of God in the earth and orders his people in his perfect timing. When the tekiah is lengthened to a great tekiah, it firmly and finally establishes God's sovereign purpose and rule over the person, foe, or territory over which it is blown. Almighty God, release your sound in us, your people, through the blast of the shofar. Establish us in your cycle of redemption and restoration. Holy Spirit, minister to us with the shofarot in our current place and season. Let the sounds of victory, refreshment, alertness, battle, and enthronement move in our soul and surroundings to position us for the days that are.
Of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the bearing of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear a sock, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white, and you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. And that's just kasak. The Hebrew statement is bar kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's kasak emos. The other word that goes with it, emos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had emos in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious emos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibilities. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of the Adullam? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had a moss. They go running out, right through a garrison of Philistines, to grab a cup of cool water, and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines the whole time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A moss means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get kasak and emos? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and emos. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp. This is his great speech before the promised land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak, emos. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak, emos. Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. You know, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ, yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua is the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock to sock. Rock, men and women of God Almighty, all the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth, and you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Rock, sock, Israel.
Kazakh, Kazakh.
Chazak ve'emat. Be strong, chazak ve'emat. Emat. Good courage. Wow. 31. The Israelites were facing 31 hostile nations. That's what we're preparing for here in this wilderness, yeah? Yeah.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide.
Chazak, just be strong. Rock, chazak, wa emat. Yes, I, Rastafari, Kamaham Selassie, Earth's rightful ruler. Yes, I, thank you, Rastafari. Shabbat time.
Spirit of the Hamlet. Get a Maui, Rastafari. Get a Maui, Ayatollah. Live the man, my rock, God. Kings of kings, lords of lords, conquering lions of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, mighty God, ever living God, earth's rightful ruler. Let us be the man, to walk is not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now stands in the ways of sinners. Now sits in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Lord High. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by rivers of water, and bread for fruit in due season. I lack, our soul shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no. They are like the travel to wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment. Now no sin the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous. And know that the ways of the weak out shall cramp our eyes and burn. But either light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, to kill cramp. And no rip, conception for my creation continually.
earth as the waters cover the sea. The rain from that Iowa until this Iowa. Hill full high, so high and so mighty. Yeah.